Game On.
Racing.
Welcome back to Game On. So this Saturday afternoon at the Curra Racecourse, we'll host the inaugural running of the Pat's Mullen Race Day in conjunction with Cancer Trials Ireland. It comes about to honour Pat's Mullen, the 9-times champion jockey who died on the 15th of September 2020 after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Now, during his time with the illness, Pat's Mullen did, of course, create the Pat's Mullen Champions Race at the Longines Ireland Champions Weekend in 2019. That race and the fundraising around that whole event raised in excess of €2 million when Pat created the Champions Race, which unfortunately he didn't get to ride in himself, but many of us did. And this weekend, they're having a whole race day in association with Cancer Trials Ireland to raise more money for the charity that Pat's Mullen was associated with. It coincides with the Coast to Curra charity cycle race, which will start in Laytown, travel through 7 race courses, the 4 in Mead, Laytown, Bellistown, Nab and Ferryhouse, onto the 3 in Kildare, Naas, Punchestown and the Curra, as well as stopping at Moyglare Stud and Giltown Stud. But AP McCoy, who did ride in that Champions race, is going to take part in the cycle ride. AP, do you know how far it is from Laytown to Ferryhouse via Navan?
I actually have no idea really how far it is. But would you believe I've actually not something willingly that I've done in the last sort of 3 or 4 months, but I have done a few cycles. Not something that I was ever into. Although, to be honest, when I was a kid, like a lot of people in Ireland, you watch a lot of sport, whether it be snooker because of Alex Higgins and Dennis Taylor or boxing because of Barry McGuigan. But I used to watch a lot of the Tour de France when I was a kid, obviously because of Sean Kelly and Stephen Roach and people like that. So I actually did a few cycles in the last few months. I actually did a 100-mile cycle, the London cycle, along with Doc Pritchard. He looked after me, you know, for 20-odd years. Never asked me to do anything, but he managed to rope me into doing a cycle. So I did that about 2 months ago, and then I did a 24-hour one for Racing Welfare. I did one with a lad called Jake Pritchard-Webb, who sadly got paralysed. He was in a hand cycle from Cheltenham to Newmarket a few weeks ago. And then obviously this one came along, there was never going to be any hope in me saying no to it, basically, when you think about the man that it involved. And so I'm looking forward. How far is it now? Give me the bad news.
Well, via Bellistown, so it's definitely uphill from Laytown to Bellistown. It's probably downhill a little bit then, and it's probably all the way uphill back to Navan. But at least it'll be downhill from Navan to Ferryhouse. It's a fair shot anyway. Probably take you about 45 minutes in a car, maybe 50, so I've no idea how long it'll take you on a bike. But I was thinking there when you started, when I was a kid, we only had bikes, there was no cars. I thought that was coming, but no.
I'm not as old as you. Sorry, I don't look as old as you, yeah.
Yeah, that's more like... I was actually in Newmarket when Jake came in on the hand bike. That was an incredible cycle from Cheltenham to Newmarket.
Yeah, do you know what? Really, I thought I was doing this London cycle. It was 100 miles. I thought, how am I going to do this? And then I looked across. Now, there's 25,000 people doing it from London. It went up towards Chelmsford, up that way. And I looked across, and there was lads hand cycling whether they were paralysed and the waist down or whatever, and the hand cycling. I'm thinking, how on earth are you doing this? And I thought the same when Jake was doing it. You know, we done, you know, sort of 60 odd miles at a time using his arms. And I mean, up a few, you can imagine, but up a few of the hills out of Cheltenham, like, they were like mountains. I nearly cried myself, and I was pedaling using my legs. So we've little to complain about. It's for a great cause. Pat obviously started something off, which was an amazing thing that we were lucky enough to take part in. And obviously, both of us haven't known him as well as we did. He's obviously a neighbour of yours. I'd sort of served my apprenticeship on the flat with him. He was obviously a lot more successful than I was, but as he kept reminding me about the day he got the fall in Naas or wherever it was, Dundalk, the Carroll hurdle. It wasn't two magpies, it was one of those horses of the Lacy's.
Tom Lacy's. His name will come
Drum
back
Bob,
to me.
Was it?
Yeah, Drum Bob, blue and yellow
Plum
colours.
Plum Bob. And I'll never, he always used to tell the story about him coming back in with this big 2.5 stone saddle that he was using at the time, throwing it up onto the table and sent to Dave Fox, I'll never ever need that again. I'll be starving myself from now on. The bad fall off Plum Bob was enough to send him down the flat route, so he was a lot more successful in that. But you know, you'll have like me, will have lots of fond memories of, you know, Francis's wife won't like me telling this story, but I remember myself and James Nash being in Dubai about 1996 or 7, and we reading love letters that she'd written from when he was out riding out in the mornings, you know. Lots of stories, and obviously the race at the Coro was an amazing thing. You know, it was an amazing thing that he, you know, I said that I would never ride in another horse race again after the one I did in Doncaster, and then, you know, we had a chat about it, and he was, you know, had different ideas about it, and then came up with the idea of having a champions race, and I think for the weekend and the person that it involved, I think it was very fitting, and as you know better than anyone, it was one of the most moving days. I actually, someone asked me recently about my top five races of all time, and they never mattered. One of them was, you know, it may even have been right up there, was the day at the Coro. The Pat Mullins champions race was just, it was everything. It was the most emotional, and obviously Pat was still with us at that time, and it's hard to even talk about, isn't it?
It is. It was an incredible day to be part of, and I remember talking to you about it before it ever took place, and wondering and hoping that it would raise significant money for cancer trials, because like pancreatic cancer is just so such an awful illness. But to raise the amount of money, it showed so much about Pat Mullen. For one man to go about it and get over 2 million in one day was incredible. It was like watching, not Lifeline, but what's that big program you watch, Live Aid or something like that. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. And meeting people who hadn't been to the Coro in 20 odd years, you know, people who maybe hadn't been racing in a long, long time as well, going in, and they came to support him. They, you know, I suppose we all had that dream that Pat was going to be okay, you know, at that time. You know, all those people that came out to support him, and, you know, the crowd at the Coro, the atmosphere at the Coro was, you know, I don't think I've ever experienced anything like it. And it was, yeah, like, you know, you've got all those big risks and you want to win, but it was kind of fun, and you all knew what you were there for. You know, you were there for to raise awareness. And look, unfortunately, it didn't save him, but
we were there for something that was way bigger than horse racing. It was way more serious than sport ever will be or ever could be. It was something, cancer trials, cancer is so prevalent in so many people's lives, and you were there to help raise the awareness and help raise the money. And that's what this Saturday is about again. It's the Pat Mullen Race Day in conjunction with Cancer Trials Ireland. It's to keep Pat's legacy going. He started something that was brilliant. You're taking part in the cycle. I know Barry Geraghty is, Paul Carberry. Not overly certain about Paul Carberry on the bike. I hope there's stabilisers on that one, AB.
No, that's why often I was thinking when I was looking down through a few of the names, he was pretty good on a horse, but I can't imagine he'll be as talented on a bike somewhere or another, you know. But he's taking part, and that's the main thing, Ruby. And then we're going to head to the car and have lunch, and we have there's a charity, I think there's a few charity auction items there. I think there's a,
I hope you're going to bid on the round of golf with you and me, because I can't imagine how many people are going to want that.
It'd be good for someone who's not having a great run at their golf. It'd be good for their confidence to play with us two, because I think, you know, those two are supposed to be all right sports people, and they're awful at golf. So it'll give someone lots of confidence if they want to play golf with us, think that life's not too bad.
Sorry.
After all, I think there's there's Rachel Blackmore's, I think, is it Honeysuckle Silks or...
Yeah, Honeysuckles and Blue Tars, I think, are up for auction as well. So
the ones that were there, I think there's a tour of Cashel Palace and Coolmore. I think, like, that's a money can't buy job. That is, you know, that's, you know, anyone who gets the pleasure or who's lucky enough to, that's worth, you know, you couldn't buy that, you know. So lots of great things. And yeah, as you say, it'll keep, you know, look, we'll never forget them. But it just keeps his name up there and keeps everyone thinking about all the awareness that he brought and what he started, and will continue to keep raising money. As I say, it sadly didn't help Pat, but it's going to help other people, and that's you just got to look forward and think of what a great legacy he you think about what the brilliant jockey he was, the amazing jockey he was, the phenomenal person, you know as well as I do. He was like the rest of us. He wasn't a great loser, and to be, you know, he had it all as a top sports person. I always think that there's a little bit of madness in the really, really good ones, and
there most certainly was that in him. But you just remember that when you're turning right at the lights and when you're heading up the hill, because he'll definitely be laughing down on you as you go through the roundabout at the top of the hill. I hope you enjoy the cycle from Leighton via Bellius down to Navan and home by Ferryhouse. Hey Pete, thanks for taking our call. We have to take a quick break.
Cheers, bye. RTE 2FM.